Well, an arm ring, perhaps. Yet it seems too small for that. No man knows who it was made for. Eltharin the Fair wore it once, before the Isle of Solea was lost beneath the sea, and it was old when she wore it. And at last it came into the hands of Aerith Akbe. The metal is hard silver, pierced with 9 holes. There's a design like waves scratched on the outside, and 9 runes of power on the inside. The half you have bears 4 runes and a bit of another, and mine likewise. The break came right across that one symbol and destroyed it. It is what's been called since then the Lost Rune. The other 8 are known to mages. Pyr that protects from madness and from wind and fire. Guess that gives endurance, and so on. But the broken rune was the one that bound the lands. It was the bond rune, the sign of dominion, the sign of peace. No king could rule well if he did not rule beneath that sign. No one knows how it was written. Since it was lost, there have been no great kings in Havnar. There have been princes and tyrants, and wars and quarreling among all the lands of Earthsea. So the wise lords and mages of the archipelago wanted the ring of Aerith Akbe, that they might restore the lost rune. But at last they gave up sending men out to seek it, since none could take the one half from the tombs of Atwan, and the other half, which Aerith Akbe gave to a Kargish king, was lost long since. They said there was no use in the search. That was many 100 years ago. Now I come into it thus. When I was a little older than you are now, I was on a chase, a kind of hunt across the sea. That which I hunted tricked me, so that I was cast up on a desert isle, not far off the coasts of Carrego At and Atuan, south and west of here. It was a little islet, not much more than a sandbar, with long grassy dunes down the middle, and a spring of salty water and nothing else. Yet 2 people lived there, an old man and woman, brother and sister, I think. They were terrified of me. They had not seen any other human face for how long? Years. 10s of years. But I was in need, and they were kind to me. They had a hut of driftwood and a fire. The old woman gave me food. Mussels she pulled from the rocks at low tide. Dried meat of sea birds they killed by throwing stones. She was afraid of me, but she gave me food. Then, when I did nothing to frighten her, she came to trust me. And she showed me her treasure. She had a treasure, too. It was a little dress, all of silk stuff with pearls, a little child's dress, a princess's dress. She was wearing uncured seal skin. We couldn't talk. I didn't know the Kargish tongue then, and they knew no language of the archipelago, and little enough of their own. They must have been brought there as young children and left to die. I don't know why, and doubt that they knew. They knew nothing but the island, the wind, and the sea. But when I left, she gave me a present. She gave me the lost half of the ring of Aerith Akbe. He paused for a while. I didn't know it for what it was, no more than she did. The greatest gift of this age of the world, and it was given by a poor old foolish woman in sealskins to a silly lout who stuffed it into his pocket and said thanks and sailed off. Well, so I went on and did what I had to do, and then other things came up, and I went to the Dragon's Run, westward, and so on. But all the time I kept the thing with me, because I felt a gratitude toward that old woman who had given me the only present she had to give. I put a chain through one of the holes pierced in it, and wore it, and never thought about it. And then one day, on Celador, the farthest isle, the land where Aerith Akbi died in his battle with the dragon Orm, on Celador, I spoke with a dragon, one of that lineage of Orm. He told me what I wore upon my breast. He thought it very funny that I hadn't known. Dragons think we are amusing, but they remember Aerith Akbi. Him they speak of as if he were a dragon, not a man. When I came back to the Inmost Isles, I went at last to Havnor. I was born on Gaunt, which lies not far west of your Kargish lands, and I had wandered a good deal since. But I had never been to Havnor. It was time to go there. I saw the white towers, and spoke with the great men, the merchants and the princes and the lords of the ancient domains. I told them what I had. I told them that, if they liked, I would go and seek the rest of the ring in the tombs of Atuan, in order to find the lost rune, the key to peace. For we need peace sorely in the world. They were full of praise, and one of them even gave me money to provision my boat. So I learned your tongue and came to Atuan. He fell silent, gazing before him into the shadows. Didn't the people in our towns know you for a Westerner by your skin, by your speech?
No, it's easy to fool people, he said rather absently, if you know the tricks. You make some illusion changes, and nobody but another mage will see through them.